Welcome to Radcentric, where the cool kids hang out. With us today is...
The cool kids.
I'm in the wrong place.
You're wearing a Drive t-shirt. Okay, you were in the right place.
With us today is director Jake Wood.
Hello.
And as always, our hosts, myself, Zach Staple.
Brandon Leatherland.
And Zach Goodman.
Gang's all here.
I totally planned that bit, by the way, driving up here.
Really?
Did you really?
I was like, oh. And that's it. That's my whole shtick.
So I believe you're directing a comedy. Children's comedy is like
a children's comedy. Okay, well, on the book they call it a comedy with drama, and it is very, 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 very much not for children.
And what's the play called? The
play is called Sunday Night. It's written by Julian Shepherd.
Very nice. Go tell us a little bit about it.
It's about a married couple, Theo and Eliza. That would be bad to mess up the kitchen. Actually, full name's Elizabeth, but
right.
Eliza. And it's their wedding night. They've just came back, and they're alone in their hotel room, and there's some growing pains in their relationship.
Right. And this is for the one-act night, correct?
Yes, this is for the advanced directing class. Fantastic. Evening of one-acts.
Fantastic. So what made you want to choose this play over... We actually had Bristol on last week.
We had Bristol on last
week. Yeah, you had Bristol on, and I was so jealous.
So we're very happy to have you on as well.
Yay.
What made you want to choose this play over anything else?
Okay, on paper, it is very much not what you would expect Jake Wood to be picking out.
Okay.
Because it's a wedding play. It's all lovey-dovey, all kinds of stuff. And then it's got my kind of humor, a lot of sexual stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a very sexy play.
It kind of is, actually.
Yeah.
And how many plays did you read before you chose it? Because I believe...
That was number four.
Number four, okay. Not too bad.
And it went... I can actually tell you all about the other three, but...
Go ahead.
Okay. The first play I read was called Lying Naked.
All right.
And
sexy already.
Theme here.
Well... and that one... It wouldn't fly here, because I would say about 80% of the time, both characters are just flat out completely naked. And
my dream role.
Which doesn't bother me. It probably bothers other people.
Yeah.
And then also, it wasn't very good. Well, except for the last three pages. The last three pages were brilliant.
Well, you also don't want to be that guy who's like, hey, I chose this play where everyone's naked. Who wants to be in
it? You'd have to rub your hands together.
Yeah, exactly. Why is he wearing a trench coat?
Don't ask questions.
Come closer, children.
So what were some of the other plays that you were reading that you chose not to do over Sunday night?
Okay, and then guess what the second one is about?
Naked.
All right, the title,
City Naked.
The title was called Women in Heat.
Okay.
And that one's about three women who went to Hawaii for, like, vacation. And one of them hooks up with two guys over the night.
All right.
So it's not a sequel to Juana Man?
Oh,
Miami Heat reference.
Oh. Thank God we can edit that.
Do you guys even know what Juana Man is?
Yeah.
It's about that man who pretended to be a woman to play in the WNBA.
Awful, awful movie.
Oh, you guys are so young, though.
So, you had Miami Heat. Women in Heat.
Yeah. Okay, there is a kind of running theme and... Very adult tones.
You were aiming for something more adult.
Oh yeah, that's kind of the running theme with the plays in the studio theater,
right.
The Hawes Studio Theater. Excuse me.
Oh, so fancy.
Yeah.
So you chose Sunday Night because it was just funny to you. It just kind of stuck.
Yeah,
out,
it really did kind of catch me off guard to where. It really doesn't seem like something I would pick. And then when you see it, when you hear or when you read it, it's like, yeah, I can get that. It's extremely, extremely funny to me.
Right.
And I'm very excited to make people very uncomfortable in the audience.
It's kind of an uncomfortable play because I have read it. Mm-hmm. And it's one where there's not necessarily jokes in it, but it's definitely the characters are very hysterical and just kind of there.
It's a very charming play.
Yes, it's very funny and incredibly
sweet. A lot of like witty one-liners.
Yeah,
Now, what? So it's not a full on comedy. Is there anything in particular about the drama aspect that you said, oh, this is why I want this?
It's stuff I've never tried before. Like, I'm a filmmaker, and I would go with straight comedy, kind of really surreal, kind of weird stuff.
Yeah.
And then this is very down to earth, very.
I like it.
Really realistic, and it's something I've never done before, so I really wanted to try that.
I like it. So you're a filmmaker. Do you have anything online or out?
Yes, I do. I have a YouTube channel.
Dude, feel free to plug it.
Yes, and
now.
I was going to plug it.
Please.
All right. Go ahead. YouTube.com/BOJAC. Bojack. And if you haven't figured that out, it's the letters in Jacob mixed around.
Okay.
I'm looking into the microphone and not at the cameras.
And again, Rock TV is here with us for our audio listeners.
Yes.
So go to YouTube and watch that.
You can see how much I'm sweating.
But they can also see your amazing Drive t-shirt.
Exactly. That's worth
it. That's all that matters.
Like the whole video.
So what are some of the films that you put on your YouTube channel?
Most recent one was this short I made last year.
Okay.
It's called Until We Get It Right. It's a short about about a couple who are breaking up. And they're kind of stuck in a time loop.
All right.
So it's like Groundhog Day.
It's like Groundhog Meryl. Day, but with terrible characters who don't learn anything. Well, not terrible characters. I mean terrible people. They're characters that are terrible people.
Right.
And they don't learn anything. And whenever he leaves the kitchen, mm-hmm. he ends up getting kicked back into it, and the whole argument starts over again.
Oh, I like it. And is it also a comedy, I assume?
Yes.
Kind of.
It's as funny as I can write.
Right. So you also write everything you film?
Yes, have to, because nobody else is going to write for me. That's really the thing about filmmaking is it's all self-motivated, so.
Well, talk about that a little bit, because I write scripts. I know a couple of us here, actually, we write scripts and try to film.
Yeah, I've written some stuff.
Yeah, we all try to write and try to film something, but I haven't really got anything off the ground. What's your best advice to people to kind of get started, or is there any at all?
Nobody is going to champion your film more than yourself. You have to keep going, and it's kind of difficult actually for me right now because I graduated in December. So now I don't have access to like the school's cameras or other equipment. So I'm just like, I got a couple of scripts laying around.
What are some of the other projects you've been working on?
Oh, that was kind of the big one.
Right.
It's gotten a whole whopping 308 views.
It's a start.
It cracked the 300, which was a bell I wanted to ring.
Of course. Did you yell, "This is Sparta" when you got there?
Oh, that's a thing, isn't it?
You did not enjoy that joke.
I was a senior in high school when 300 came out, and everybody's senior quotes except for me was like a 300 quote,
of
and
course.
They were talking about how great that movie was.
A lot of chest kicks.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Right. Yeah, it
wasn't life-changing.
It's not a great movie.
300.
Many airbrushes died in the pursuit of that movie, though.
Hey, the prequel to 300 is coming out this year.
150.
Or is it? Or is a sequel? There is I'm not joking.
Okay.
There's an actual movie coming out that is either a prequel or a sequel to 300.
But they're all dead.
Yeah. Spoilers. For people who are dying to see 300.
Yeah.
Let's go get back to
you. Don't actually need anyone to know the ending to watch the movie.
Isn't that what the podcast is all about?
It's
about the movie 300?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why did it take us so long to get to it this episode?
It took us a while.
Based on the comic book by Frank Miller.
That's right. You're writing. You said you really like to focus around the comedy. Is there what puts comedy over drama for you, or horror, or sci-fi, or anything else?
Comedy was kind of my first language growing up. Fat, you kind of have to.
As somebody who is chubby, yes.
it really is. It's kind of your defense mechanism, and it's your way to interact with people more often.
Right.
It's your way to compensate.
What were some of your early influences in comedy?
Oh, terrible, terrible things I should not have been watching when I was like 5. Because I would watch whatever my dad would watch.
Right.
And so it would be like Life of Brian.
Nice. Monty Python.
I distinctly remember seeing that, and it's like,
That's
looking back on
at
it.
Five?
Oh, it was easily like that.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Did you ever watch stuff just like Airplane or Zucker Brothers? Anything?
I remember watching Airplane.
Airplane
and
was
Zucker,
a classic.
Zucker Brothers. Were
Again, they, kind of a weird one. For
they
five
did. They did Naked Gun, right?
They did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And Naked Gun's great. It's kind of not a fan anymore.
Parts of it hold up.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Like what?
Oh.
Do you like a stream of puns?
Yes.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's like, do you like puns? Okay, if you like puns, you're...
That is, it's 90% of my life is puns.
Blues Brothers was a big influence growing
up. Of course.
And like Ghostbusters, Back to the Future. But those are actually like decent movies.
Yeah. And they still hold up in a lot of aspects.
Oh, absolutely. Oh.
Definitely. And what about directors, or is there a specific style you try to imitate or influence by?
I have been in love with Wes Anderson over the last couple of years. Oh, sir.
Yes. He just got the Royal Tenenbaums.
I finally found it. That's an incredibly hard movie to find.
Really?
Yeah, you cannot,
I didn't have...
you cannot find it anywhere.
So you're a big fan of that real surreal comedy that's more based out of characters than...
Yeah, let's go with.
No, this is the place to talk about it. Get pretentious about your
own. Yeah.
I don't think of like I go with a comedy that's like a specific type.
Yeah.
It's more if it's funny to me, then I like it, but
all right.
There isn't so much specifically one kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's a question I get a lot about movies, is like, what kind of movies you want to make? I'm like, eh.
One thing I've it's interested me about Wes Anderson is how well shot his movies are. Like the cinematography aspect.
There's some composition in those.
Yeah, is this something you try to emulate in your work, or like? Because
okay, like I storyboard all my stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then end up never sticking to it because I always have like, well, I'm gonna pan across here, do a dolly track move. I don't have those kinds of the ability to do those kinds of shots. But I mean, if you want to see pictures, those go really well.
What?
And they very much emulate that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the filmmaker I wish I could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your main number one?
I would put him at number one, yeah.
Yeah. What's the biggest struggle between directing film and then stage?
Oh.
Some of the big differences and...
Well, that's... this is, like, the first time I've ever, like, directed... anything for stage.
Oh, really?
Or really involved in anything stage involved. And I'm stuttering like crazy.
That's why you're a director.
Outside, yeah.
It's working great for me.
I'm also incredibly indecisive. That is just...
Yeah, you're perfect.
That is perfect. But yeah, like outside of like building props, this is like the first real hands-on in theater kind of things I've done. And... The one thing with film is that it's composed image and it's the same every time.
Right.
Theater, it's always something new and it's immaterial.
Mm.
Once the show's done, it's gone. Unless you record it, but we're not supposed to do that.
You can't do it, unfortunately.
Well.
Wow.
And now you're at mid-rehearsals right now, aren't you?
Yeah. Let's see. Got like 3 weeks until tech? Or no, 4 weeks. 4 weeks. 4 weeks until tech.
Not too bad. And do you feel pretty confident with a lot of the choices you've been making?
What did I say about being indecisive? We just finished throwing up our first kind of set of blocking.
Right.
And we've been addressing it in chunks. And Monday I'll actually get to see the whole shebang in one go. And then I can tell you all about, like, well, that actually is coming together pretty nicely.
Yeah.
But it is, actually. It's been a lot of fun, and it's coming together. It's coming together rather nicely. It really is. that just reminds me of one of the blocking rehearsals we had. In this room, the play's in a... my play is in a motel room. Well, hotel room. Big difference between the two.
Yeah.
And we have a bed, and we built it out of a couple of benches that are lying around here. And there's a window over here. And the bed, like, perfectly lined up for that window. And so they're laying down, and they're making out.
Of course.
And while we're rehearsing, there's like kindergarten dancing students in the dance studio down over there.
Right.
And they're coming out and lining up to go to the bathroom, and I've got my two actors lined up in front of the window, like furiously going at it. It's like, okay, we gotta stop. And
those kids gotta learn sometime.
Yes. We have improv in this room. They've seen much worse things.
Yeah.
People have been violently murdered against
I drug that cabinet over in front of the windows. Right. It's like, okay, go back to...
Now tell me about the audition process, because it looked like a lot of fun to just be up there.
Oh, yeah.
That was a first time also handling auditions. Like, I've been to a couple, never been cast in anything. I'm a terrible actor, but... actually going through the whole audition process was actually really, really fun. And I'd gone into it saying, director always wants a tough decision. We want nothing but everybody to be up there doing their absolute best, so right. We can have as tough a choice as possible. And sure enough, you know, we had 30 people, and it's like, I've only got two spots, and I would pretty much cast so many people. And my play's got only two people.
Yeah,
So some of the plays with more people, I'm kind of jealous of, but I got the better play, so.
I loved your play. It was fantastic.
It was very good.
So did you really have a very hard time trying to cast anybody in that?
It was...
Without trying to slander anybody.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's my main concern. I got who I wanted, absolutely.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
But it was so much fun to see, like, so many people. And seeing how many different takes there are on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how far people can go and make their choices.
Now, would you ever consider doing just straight-out drama to direct?
I don't know. I can't say no, but
right.
Yeah.
Just that nothing's popped out at you just yet.
Yeah, there's my personality is very, very jokey and light, and I'm not gonna do anything that serious. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not gonna go for an Oscar.
You can get an Oscar in comedy writing. Didn't Bridesmaids get one?
Bridesmaids got nominated.
Well, they got a nomination.
Yeah.
Nomination.
Be like Quentin Tarantino, write a 5-minute bit about the KKK and get one.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, Django Unchained wasn't very serious.
No.
That was an amazing film. That was such a comedy.
Yeah, it is.
Almost a comedy.
Yeah.
Now, who do you want to work with in Hollywood besides Wes Anderson? Or is that really you draw the line there.
Did you see the new G.I. Joe movie? No. Was it directed by Wes Anderson? Absolutely not. Then I will never go to see another. I couldn't tell you
just
right off the top.
No.
No.
That's all right. Is there any other projects you're working on right now? Because you said as you write and you direct, are any ideas at least formulating? Words are hard.
Okay.
Only sometimes.
There's been a feature script I've been writing since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these days I'm going to sit down and finish that sucker. But I keep going back and starting over, going back and starting over. I'm up to like page 40 right now.
Can you tell us anything about it?
It's about two guys who make a bet on who can nail a certain chick. And then more and more people get involved on the bet until there's like $500,000. And this entire city is trying to get this one chick. Lady.
Lady.
Right. Wouldn't be classy about it.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I like that. And she just has no idea pretty much the entire time.
Oh, yeah. That's probably my favorite part of it. Just like an entire town is stalking one woman.
That's actually, I would go see that news.
Yeah, that is delightfully absurd.
That's a really good concept. Really.
Oh, okay. There's somebody in Hollywood I would want to work with. Ryan Gosling.
Really?
Ryan Gosling? Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a dreamboat.
Oh. That's going on the internet. I hope you know.
Oh, I am completely hetero, but, you know, Ryan Gosling's a pretty man.
It's something about that scorpion jacket.
That's probably one of my favorite parts of the entire movie. Is just the jacket. Is the scorpion jacket, and it just keeps getting like dirtier and bloodier.
How can
thing.
No
and
one?
He's just walking.
Yeah, he's how can no one catch a man in a scorpion jacket? That is my only problem with that movie.
If he doesn't let you live after you've seen it.
Get back to the play.
So hey, Rapper's doing a bunch of plays.
We are doing a bunch of plays. Can you tell us what it's called?
The Evening of 1X. Right now it's called Making a Scene.
Making a scene, yes.
The advanced directing to directing Evening of 1X.
There's a lot of ellipses in that title.
And we're working on a couple other titles.
Right. And do you know when yours goes up or what the dates are?
We know the days. We don't know what the order quite yet. We're still kind of debating that. But it's May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Yes.
And I want to say it's going to be at 8 p.m.
Mostly.
Because that's when it's always been.
Plays are always about that.
The proper time for a play.
That's right.
The proper time.
And would you like to plug your YouTube channel one more time?
Oh, absolutely. It's youtube.com/bojack. That's B-O-J-A-C.
Fantastic. Yeah. The email. The correct email. The correct email, because we messed it up last week. Twice.
Yeah.
It is whimradcentric at gmail.com.
Not radcentric at gmail.
We're bad at our job.
If you emailed that, sorry. Didn't
So if you want to be on the show, if you have some sort of art you'd like to plug, some sort of talent you want to tell us about, musician, actor, anything, writer, just let us
doing
know.
Something cool you think people need to know about.
That's right. Just whimradcentric.com. So that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, again, we'd like to thank our pals over at Rock TV, David
always.
And Rob. Mm-hmm. You guys want to say something again?
Just check out the channel, Radford on camera.
Radford on camera, just yes. YouTube /
Radford on camera.
Perfect. And Staple, you have anything?
Oh, that's all I have.
That's all you got? Come see A Night of 1X.
Yeah.
Making a scene.
Making a scene. Ellipses.
or the title that all the directors have thrown around, An Evening of Wonder Bread.
Come see An Evening of Wonder Bread.
I actually really like that.
That one's not going to fly. No. I'm probably going to hear about that. Jacob, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Zach, do you have anything?
Our other podcast.
We do have a podcast, which we would love to have you on.
Oh gosh.
It's a lot like this, but just way more silly, more free, and you can cuss a lot more.
Yeah.
Hey! That's right. And we'll talk about Drive again. And of course, what is it?
It is Zach and Brandon Save the World.
That is right, which can be found on iTunes.
We are on iTunes, guys.
And I believe very soon Radcentric will be on iTunes.
We now have 3 5-star reviews I checked this morning.
Look at us, getting popular.
WTM, spread the word.
That's right. All right, well, thank you so much, Jake Woods.
Right,
we will be more than happy to plug your dates as soon as it starts coming closer.
Absolutely.
And you are absolutely welcome to come back whenever you'd like.
Let us know when you finish that long-term project there.
You'll get it one day.
One day. Gotta finish writing it. Then gotta make it.
That's right.
Do you need actors?
Small detail. Had to get the movie made.
Yeah.
Technicalities.
Well, goodbye, Radcentric, and goodbye,
we'll see you next time.